Ship Knight deals with the Union of Chodesh. It's the first time we can give you Shira Chodesh. It's not directly an Indian of Pesach, but it has to be related to Pesach, because Chodesh depends upon the Chodesh, the Hekar of Chodesh. And the Chodesh explains on the 16th of Nisan. Now, the Yisra of Chodesh is a Pesach in the Meir. By Dabe Rabbi Shem HaMishel in Meir, Dabe Rabbi Yisroel Lamarto Aliyem, Kisobeyo Lorex, אשר אני נשים לכם וקצרתם לסקצירו והריסם לסימא ראשי סקציר חמרקי והיא וזהימא לפני אבישם יוצאים לכם ממוחס השבוס שלפן רקי ועשיסם בלי מניף ונשאימא כנסתומים בשנוס אלוהיו אבישם ומחוסי שני עשרים נושאי יוסדו ובשמן וישאי אבישם ריח לחיח וניסקי יין ולי ישאים ולכם לקרוא לי חרמר ונשיחו עד עצם הים הזה עד אביאכם לסקור בנו כיכם חוק עשינו מדרסיכם Bechol Mishri Seichem. So there is a lot of the rice. V'rechem v'cholim v'chalmer v'seichu al etzem alim hazeh ad aviachem v'skoban al keichem chukasim v'yoseh v'chol Mishri Seichem. So it's a lot of the rice to eat of the new crop. What does it mean, the new crop? That depends upon the ashrosh. Not upon the ktsire, but upon the ashrosh. Hashrosh is 3 days after the Zri, after the planting. So in other words, any Tvue, one of the Chamishami that was planted, three days before Tezayim B'Nissan, so that means, by Tezayim B'Nissan, it's already Mushresh, it's already rooted in the ground, so Memele Deimer, Bisman B'Samikdosh, is Matir the Chodesh. And Bisman Shein Bisam Yidushkayim, so the day itself is Matya. Whether it's the Heir Hayim of the Zion, or the Seif Hayim, the Machlekes and Gemore, the Machlekes Hashem, how we pass. But, so, Bisman Shein Bisam Yidushkayim, so the Hakom Eserimer is Matya. And Bisman Shein Bisam Yidushkayim is the Yim Tezayim, whether the commencement of Yim Tezayim, or the expiration of the Tezayim is Midraisemal. Then certainly Midrabon and Itzosa, even if we say that Midraise Soher Ayim is Mate Chodosh, but Midrabon, so Itzosa. And then Chutz Loretz, because of Sveke Yeime. So the Yeim Yitzayim is also Midrabon. So Chodosh is an Israelis. Now, the Torah says, V'lechem v'cholim v'chalmer v'seichu al etzem ayim hazeh ad aviachem v'skorban al keichem chukas ribom v'seichem v'chomesh v'seichem. So there's a machlekes tanoim. What does it mean, v'chomesh v'seichem? So the Blazer says that v'chomesh v'seichem means v'chomokim u'mokim shatim yeshim. That means that the Yisr of Chodosh is neyed in Torah in Chutz Loretz, just as it is neyed in Eretz Yisrael. According to the Kamel of Rebbe Zer, so B'chomesh V'Seichem means L'Acha Yehusha V'Yishim Acha Yudal Shono of Kibush V'Chim. So according to the Kamel of Rebbe Zer, it's only named in Eretz Yisrael, and in Eretz Yisrael itself it was only named after the Yudal Shono of Kibush V'Chim. So that's the Machlekes Tanoim, what B'chomesh V'Seichem means, whether it means B'chol Mokim Shatim Yeshli, as Rav Leza says, or it means Al-Acha Yudal Echono of Kibush V'Chim. So in Gemara Yudushim is mentioned the Machlekes, Tanakami and Rav Leza. I just want to discuss briefly, the whole Indian of Chodesh. Why the Bach was Mekel and all the Chachmim Yisrael, the overwhelming majority of all the Chachmim Yisrael, violently opposed the Bach Shite. Now the Mishnah in Kedushin Daf Lamed Vov says, Kol mitzvah she'nitruyo be'oretz in mei eges elo be'aretz. ושל נטויו בארץ נהגס בין בארץ בין לחוץ לארץ חוץ מן האור לאוקלן חוץ, even though it's a מצווה טויו בארץ so it shouldn't be נהג בחוץ לארץ but it is נהג בחוץ לארץ רב לזרים מרב החודש then the Gemara is Rabbaye what does it mean רב לזרים מרב החודש לחומרה מכולה but then the Gemara is Rishi that רב לזרים מרב החודש it means לחומרה, not לכולה it doesn't really make a big difference whether it means lechumra lekule because if Reb Lezer is the machmir so Tanakame is the makir if Tanakame is the machmir Reb Lezer is the makir the important question is how do we pass it not whether we pass like Tanakame or pass like Reb Lezer that is of no significance but the Gemara is patient that Reb Lezer in the Rav HaChodosh Reb Lezer is the machmir and Tanakame is the makir so according to Tanakame according to Tanakame so Chodosh is not like Chutz Loretz Mid Raise because Bichol Mishri Seichem means Bichol Mishri Seichem means that Le'achar Yudal Shon of Kibush Vechiluk it's not going to Eretz Yisrael and according to Reb Elezer Bichol Mishri Seichem means Bichol Mokim Mokim Shat Miyeshvi even in Chutz Loretz even in Chutz Loretz. Now the question is, but the Torah says, Kisoveyu? Kisoveyu? I mean, so how can Reb Lezer say that it's Neig in Chutz Loretz? It has nothing to do with Eretz Yisrael, but the Torah says in the parasha of the Eimer and of the Nisa Chodosh, Kisoveyu al Loretz? דבר על ישראל ואמרת עליהם כי סובבו לא הורס שאני נעשים לכם וקצרתם את סירו והביסם נעשים הרי שסירכם להכיר so כי סובבו is descriptive of זמן בי in other words when does the חיוב when did the חיוב of the Eimer begin with the Nisa of Chodosh after Bias Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael but so until Yehoshua arrived, took possession, arrived in Eretz Yisrael, so then there was no chiyuv of being makir the Eimer, and there was no Issa Chodosh, but once the bia of Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael, al the Yehoshua was realized, even before the Yudal Chonon of Kibush V'chiluk, so then the Issa Chodosh started to be neik in every place, even in Chutz Loretz. All right. Now, how do we pass? Do we pass like Reb Lezer or do we pass like Tanakame? So, all the Rishonim, except for Rabbi Baruch and Rabbi Avigdor, the Zoruah, and the Rivo, pass like Reb Lezer. That Chodosh b'chutz loretz is neik mid'rais. Paskins like Reb Lezer, the Rambam Paskins like Reb Lezer, the Rosh Paskins like Reb Lezer, the Tur Paskins like Reb Lezer, the Mechaba Paskins like Reb Lezer, the Ramo Paskins like Reb Lezer. No, but don't have to mention the Goyim Paskins like Reb Lezer. So, Perikyud Milches Macholes Asuretz, Halocha Beitz, Hachodosh Keitzat, Kol Echod Mechamisho Minutua Bilvat, Osur Leechel Mechodosh Arei. קיימים שיקרב לאימא בתזיים בניסי, שנאמר בלכי ויכולי וחרמה לא יסכו, ויכולוי חל כזיים יסחודוש, קיימים הכל עשו אימא, לאי כמנתירה בכל מוקים ובכל זמן, בין בארץ, בין בחוץ בארץ, בין בפני הבייס, בין שלוי בפני הבייס, אלו שבזמן שיש מקדוש, מי שימכור ובאימא הוא תרח חודש בירושלים, והמקים יסוחקים עודים נתנור, מותור לנחל חציס, שאיבז מיסצלים ביד נחל חציס. בזמן מיסר מידוש, זה מכן מזכים כי בכל תבוצת ישראל, in Eretz Yisrael, I mean in Chutz Lametz, so they were speaking in English. So they were not allowed to eat of the new crop until noontime in Tezayin. Why? Because after noon, so they could take it for granted that the Besdin was already makriday. In Besdin misatzli till after Chatzis. Until Chatzis, sometimes you could say that there is a delay, not the first thing in the morning. Maybe there was a certain tiyadeh. But there is no doubt that by Chatzis, so Besdin was already makriday. The Rambam passes like a beauty. Not that the Ayin is matter with the Raisid is a hot of the Machi Alkayan, but the Seif Ayin is matter. Korayin Kurios on that here. Ubisman Haze, Bim Kemei Sheisim, Shneyom and Tevi, Hachodosh Oser, Kol Yen Yuzayim Benisim, Adle Erev Nidiva Seif. Adle Erev Nidiva Seif. It's not our Ayin, but I just want Agavuch to mention it. Now, there is a Machlekes in Gemara Tanoim, Bisman Shemis Amigash Kayom, what is Matia with the Raise? Whether the beginning of the day or the Seifayin. The Rambam Paskins, like Rabiude, the Seifayin, the Ravamiri Paskins, like Tanekame, that the Trilasayin is Matia. Now that's in regard to Bisman Shemis Amigash is any Kayom. How about Bisman Shemis Amigash Kayom? So, of course, we know that the Eimer is Matia. But suppose Bisman Shemis Amigash it happened. The Eimer was not nikkur at all. Was not nikkur, I mean, I don't think that it ever happened, but suppose it happened, what would be the aloche? What would be aloche? So, the Shavisaya says, and what the Shavisaya says is very mistaba. Is very mistaba. So he says, Bisman Shebisamido Shkayon, since the Tchilasaye was not by itself Matia, but only the Eimer. So that means, so what does it mean? That Bisman Shein Bisamidosh Kayom, there is more of a heter for the Nisa Chodosh than Bisman Shein Bisamidosh Kayom. That's not Mistab. The answer is, Bisman Shein Bisamidosh Kayom, Bisman Shein Bisamidosh Kayom, so then the Eimer is Mati. And Bisman Shein Bisamidosh Kayom, Bisman Shein Bisamidosh Kayom, so the Eimer, there is no Eimer to be Matia, so the Yeim is Matia. Bisman Shebisamid Shkayon, we cannot say that the Tchilas Hayeim should be Matia. Why? Since they can be Matia the Eimer, so the Akkobus Eimer is Miakiv. So it's Miakiv, how long is it Miakiv? It's Miakiv as long as it's possible to fulfill the mitzvah of Akkobus Eimer. So Memele, Bisman Shebisamid Shkayon, even according to Telekam, who says, that Bisman Shein Bisamidosh Kayom, so the Tchilas Hayeim is Matia, but Bisman Shein Bisamidosh Kayom, the Tchilas Hayeim is not Matia. Why? Because there is a Eimer. But, so until the Eimer is Nikrev, it's Miakim, in the Heta Chodosh. Mashein Kein, if the day expires, and the Eimer was not Nikrev, so then of course the Eimer is Matia. But the Mechas Chiloch, it seems very mistabel like the Shavisayim. The Mechas Chiloch is Chiloch like the Shavisayim. And the Mechas Chiloch says, the whole letter, that the Yeim should be Matia, that only applies to Bisman Shein Bisamid Shkayon. Bisman Shein Bisamid Shkayon, there is no Matia of the Yeim. Only the Yeim is Matia. That's the Xeris HaKosov. So Mimele, if the Tzibur was not Matri, the Eimer, so then Chodosh will be Oseh for the whole year until the coming day. Midrash. That's what the Mechitzah says. It's not Mistaba like the Mechitzah, it's more Mistaba like the Shevesah. But anyway, I just wanted to mention this thing. Alright. Uvizman Shein Misamidoshka, Kol Ayeim Kuli Osom Natero. Uvizman Azeb Im Kemi Sheisim Shnei Yomim Shom Tevim, HaChodosh Oseh Bekolim Yudzayim Benisim Adu Erev Midir Esefim. So Rosh Narambam was Bekoloichel Kazayim Shodosh Kidem Akkob Asoimea Leikim Natere Bekol Mokim Bekol Zman Beim Erez Beim Chutz Loretz. So Leik. And that's the Psak of the Reef, and that's the psak of the Ramban, there's the psak of the Rosh and the two also. Let's see how the two passes. Please, Sadigim. Ksiv lechem yicholim v'chamo v'sich la'etzem ha'im hazeh. שאושו לחם מתווס חומש המינימט שיקורי ואימר שהוא בתזיין וניסי ואיס הזה נהיג בין בזמן הבית בין שלוי בזמן הבית בין בורס בין חוץ לורס בין של מסרויו בין של נוחי אלו שבזמן שאוהים לקורי דמות המיד בשביל שאושו וניסי אחר התחבוסי מקרים שיידים שכבר קורי ולחיקים מחצי זוירך ובזמן דולק אימר עושה כל מין תזיין ואיבנה שלו איסי בין יומים עושה הכל ים תזיין ובזיומים עושה הכל ים יוצאית התחיל הסלם יוצחס משום של סופי כאים תזיין ואינו אימא מתי אלו תבוא שניש רישו קדם אימא אבל אם לא ניש רישו קדם אימא אינו מתי נא, let's see how the שוכנו עוד פס עושה לאחר חודש מתפועס חמש שסמינים עד שיקורי ואימא שהוא בתזיין בניס שנמה ולחם לכל ולחם אלו יסייכלו עד עצם האימא הזה ואידנה דלקי אימא עושה כל ים תזיין ובחוץ לו עד שישים ביזיומים עושה כל ים יוצאין עד תחיל הסלל יותחס איסור החודש נהיג בין בארץ בין בחוץ לו עד בין בישל ישראל Bein bishal v'mitchom. Now here we have another halacha. The Rambam doesn't mention it explicitly. He doesn't mention it. But Tesis mentions it. And the Rosh mentions it. Like Tesis. And the Tur. And the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber. He also passed it like that. The question is, what about Tfuah that grew in the Rishus of Inochi of Igor? Is it affected with the Issa Chodosh? Or it's not affecting the Issa Chodosh. So there is a true Israel. Rosh in Klal Chof, I think. So the Rosh discusses that question and he says that it's a double poshut that the Issa Chodosh is Neik Minator. Bershus in the Tvue, that it was Godel Bershus Noch. And he mentions a Rai. He mentions a Rai. There is a machloek case in the Gemara in Git Nashalech as to whether regarding Tumas and Maisis, whether Yishkin Biyad Nochri Lafki Amidit Tumas and Maisis, or Inkin Biyad Nochri Lafki Amidit Tumas and Maisis. So one Mandoma says Yishkin. Why? Because the Gonkho, the Loi Dog and Nochri. So it's a special Zasakos. The other Mandoma doesn't Arshin that Roshi. So we see that vis-a-vis Tumas and Maisres, so if not for a special Zerzakosov, then everybody would say that Ein Kiyem Yad Nochi Lav Kiyem Yad Tumas and Maisres. And by Chodosh we don't have Zerzakosov, by Tumas and Maisres we have Zerzakosov of the Gonfo. But by Chodosh there is no Zerzakosov. So Memele, it certainly is affected with this Chodosh. Tvue that was Godel that grew in the Rishus of Igor. And then the Rosh says something else. He says, and it's a Kalohema, he says, if we gather Tumas Maisres that are Tolu Dushas Oretz, Tumas Maisres with the Raisin is certainly not named the Hutzlots, so it's Tolu Dushas Oretz. So Mimele, so one Mandoma says, the Tainkin we have Mochel Afkin Tumas Maisres. And Roman Doma says, yes, Kiye, because of his special Zakosu. Why? Because it's Nei going to Eretz Yisroel. So, Mimele, the Kiye Nochi is Mafkia, the fact that it's in possession of the Akum, that is Mafkia, the Gdushe of the papers, the Gdushe of the Karke. It's not a question. The Rambam says that it's Mafkia of the Gdushe of the Karke, and the Rosh, when the Rosh appears, it's Mafkia of the Gdushe of the papers. So that's only Shayach in something that is Nei going in Eretz Yisroel, and that is grounded in Dushas Oretz. So we can say, yes, Kim Yad Nochi Lav Kiyah, because if the Karke is in the possession of the Akum, so that affects a diminution in the Kedusha, the fact that it's in the possession of the Nochri, it affects a diminution in the Kedusha Ligabe Trumas Maisas, a diminution in the Kedusha of the Karki itself, as the Rambam says, or a diminution in the Kedusha, in the Kedusha's appearance, as long as it's based upon the Kedusha's Soret. Masha'im Yechodosh, it's made Bechutz Loret, so it's not all in Kedusha's Soret in any way. If it's not all in Kedusha's Soret, why should the Kinyan of the Nochim be Mavgiyah? And as the Shagasaraye, and the Rosh himself mentions that Moshe, will anybody say that Nivele, that Nivele in the possession of the Goy? The Rosh himself mentions that example. I wouldn't mention such an example, but the Rosh himself mentions it. Will anybody say that Nivele that is in the possession of the Nochri is not effectively a Nivele? So, Ligabi Tumas and Maizel Toing Dushe. So they, one Mandoma says, because of his special Zakoso, the possession by the Goy is Mavkia of the Gdushe. But this is not only the Gdushe. Anyway, so this is what Tesis, and Tesis in Dushim deduces it from Yerushalayim. Not, he deduces it, according to everybody, it's explicitly spelled out by the Yerushalayim. Tesis in Dushim, that one ago, so mentions the Yerushalayim, that Yerushalayim asks, Reb Leza says in the Mishnah in Dushin that Chodosh is also an exception to the general rule, even though it's a mitzvah to the boret, still it's neig b'chutz loret. So the Yerushalmi asks, why doesn't the Mishnah mention another exception, Chalek? Of course, Chale Midraise is not Neid Bechutz Loretz, but Midrabonon it's Neid. So Memele, now, so Midrabonon it's Neid, after all, the Mishnah mentions Klayim, and Klayim is also Midrabonon it's Neid Bechutz Loretz. Still, the Mishnah mentions it as an exception. So Yerushalmi raises the question, why doesn't the Mishnah also mention Chale? Chutz Loretz is Chayav Bechale? So the Yerushalmi gives the Teretz, because Issa Sakum is Ptur of Chal. Now, if the Mishneh only mentions those things that are made the Chutz Loretz, even though they are Mitzvah Sakluis Boretz, and they are still made the Chutz Loretz, and if it is Neid Bishalim Lichovim, Mashain Kin Chale, that is not Neid Shalim Lichovim, the Mishneh doesn't mention. So it's a Yerushalmi Mefulesh, Mashma, the Chodosh, the Ketonet Basnis, Neib Shalim Chomim, because the Yerushalmi give the Teres the reason as to why Chale is not mentioned in the Mishnah among the exceptions, because Chale is not Neib Be'akum. And the Mishnah only mentions things that is Neib Be'akum. But Chodosh is mentioned, so it's a Raye, that Chodosh is Neib Be'akum. Even the Chodosh, the Tue, in the Rishu, so it's Mifurash in Yerushalmi. So this is what Teisva says, and this is what the Rosh says, and this is what the Tur says, and this is what the Rashbo says, and this is what the Ram says. So many of the Shemim say. However, the Bach is there. And the Bach says that the reason is why. Now, the Yerushalmi, I forgot to mention what the Ramos says in regard to Chodosh. So the Chava says, "Isa Achodosh Neig Bein Boret Bein Mechutz Loret Bein Bishal Yisroel Bein Bishal Yichov." And Mikol Mokeim, the Ramos says, "Mikiach Svekzei." So if it's Mishono Sheovro, you need to learn Ma Mishono Zu Mikol Mokeim Dilma Nishka Shekeinu Meina. The Ramos mentions that because in those days there was a Svekzei. Even though, I mean, many raise the question against the Ramo, it's not the Ramo, it's a Rosh, really. What kind of a Svek-Svek is it? It's Mishem Yachot? In other words, there is a Svek-Svek. Because, first of all, in those days, that was the situation. I mean, that depends in which country, in which time, in which period, upon the Mitzias. But in those days, that was the Mitzias. In other words, there was a Svek-Svek. What's a Svek-Svek? Any stamped way, so there was a possibility that it was planted long before Pesach. long before Pesach, and assuming that it wasn't planted before Pesach, that the year's crop wasn't planted before Pesach, but after Pesach, but maybe that fuye is from an old crop. After all, farmers, they use the old crop too. So mele, it's a specific. The question is raised against the Rosh, against Ramo. It's vexvek mishenechot. So obviously it's not mishenechot, it's considered mishtei shemes. Because if it was planted before this Pesach, so the Emer or the Tzayim B'Nissan of this year was the matter. Of this year, of Tovshin Beis. If it's of the old crop, so then it's the Emer of Tovshin Mem Aleph was matter. So since there was a different matter, So Mele, it's not Mishalel. Anyway, this is what Ramos says. Uvinini tvuo shezeirim vada lacha pesach kidin mixas medines shezeirim shebeleshua uzeirim lacha pesach oz yish lachme achar akotze imbo shein tlalseis amedino niyuleis vrei batvuo boho minokim acher shezeirim kin la pesach vichim bizman שימי סחירת נמשוכים לאחר פסח ולכל הגול להול זירים לאחר פסח דבורים הנזכורים יש לאחר ורוחש מסתם אבל so the Ramos says if we know there is this vexmaker so then we can be maker but if we don't know if the situation is such that there is no vexmaker we know that all the tvuye that is used industrially is of the new crop, the old crop is gone, so then it's a badai, is the rice and there's a chiyuv malkes, and if it's a sofik, so then it's vekid rice and a chum. Avol, the Ramos says, even though it's also ein lehiris lachiri, vimokim sharif siyosom vachilosom miminim eil, ki mutev shiyushenigin valiyum mizim. So, the Ramos says, Kim mashma betur b'shimosh, with Thomas Adeshel, Sinim Kufnun Ches, that if, let's say, there is no bureau on the basis of Svetsvink or on the basis of Rol, that it's of the old crop. But, people are still negeter, so then we shouldn't make an issue, because what will we accomplish if we make an issue? So, mutev shiyushayim alim zif. So, the Taz and the Shach, and they all say, that's all right, not to make an issue, but that doesn't explain how daily Israel are not Zoyer and Chodosh. In respect to masses, to ignorant masses, all right, since it's that practice is rooted in them, and they're not going to listen, so Mutav Shein Sheva Alim Zim. That itself also is involved, that Mishael is not so important, but anyway. But that, so the Taz says, אין זה כדאי מלחצו על שומרים חכמי ישראל כי מתחו בו אין איזורים מחודש בשמשונו ולשייך עליהם לימה עמוד את יושגת וכבר תורח מירי חומי בדוב הזה. So he says that his father-in-law, the Bach, worked very hard to find a limut schus, a heter, for all those who are meek to eat chodosh. So then he says, so what is the Bach Seter? The Bach Seter is the thing of an army we pass like Rav Lezer that Chodosh bechutz lo'aretz b'etzom natov. But since the Chodosh today is exclusively grown in the possession of Goyim, so Chodosh, whether in Eretz Yisrael or in chutz lo'aretz, if it goes to Shusakum, it's not osir. It's not osir. Why does he say it's not osir? Some heichet is. So first of all, we have Yerushalmi, Mifuresh, that it is osir. So he explains the Yerushalmi. He says, Bideicha, so he says, Teisve says that Yerushalmi is kashe, vileisne name, afachale, so amayru ito mechale is directed against Rav Lezer. Rav Lezer says, avachodosh, so Teisve says, explains the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi is asking, let Rav Lezer say, not only afachodosh, but afachodosh liafachal. So it's raye, and Yerushalmi gives the teretz, mifishenu bishalate. Chal is not bishalate, but chodosh is bishalate, mifishenu bishalate. He says, the Yerushalmi doesn't spell out the Kashi is directed against. He says the Yoshalmi's Kashi is directed against the Tanakhama. Tanakhama doesn't mention Chodesh. Tanakhama Shittim means that Chodesh Bechutz Loretz is not made. But what exceptions does he mention? He mentions all the Uklayim. So that this is Yoshalmi is, Tanakhama mentions all the Uklayim. So why doesn't he mention Chale? So Yerushalmi gives the Teretz. The reason is why the Tanakhama doesn't mention Chale is because Chale is not Neiv Be'akon. The implication being that all the implying is Neiv Be'ak. Masheinke, the Gabi Chodosh, the Yerushalmi doesn't say it. So first of all, Pashtis, Loshen of the Yerushalmi is Mashma, the way Tesis says. That the Kashi is directed not only against the Tanakhama, is directed against Rav Elazar. But assuming that the Kashi of the Yerushalmi is directed against the Tanakhama, not against Rav Elazar, so then it's spelled out explicitly by the Yerushalmi that all and klayim that grew Birshus Akum is also. So why should Chale be distinguished from all and klayim? So this is what the Shabbosayim is massive against the Bach. Even if we'll grant that the Kasha of the Yerushalmi is directed against the Tanakhama, so then the Yerushalmi spells it out in so many words that all the implying Birshus Nochi is made. So Chodesh should be the same. Why should there be a difference between all the implying on one end and Chodesh on the other end? So Chodesh should be the same. So the Bach, he explains. So the Bach mentions a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. The boy in a Chavraya Miratan, Eime Ashi Ikrivu Yisroel Zichlisos on Oretz, Meheichon Ikrivu. When the Israelites entered Eretz Yisroel under Yehoshua, so what kind of tvuya did they use for the Eime? After all, everything grew in the Rishus of the Knaim. Im Thema Dayo Biadnochi, that they were makriv a sheaf of tvuye or barley that was grown in the possession of the Knaini, Ktzirchem Omar Rachmone, Veloi, Ktzir Nochi, because the Torah says, Ba'beise Meseime Reishis Ktzirchem Olakeh, so that implies only if it was grown in the Rishus of Yisrael, not if it was grown in the Rishus of an Ak. So the Gemara says, "Mai di ikreve? How do we know that the Israelites won't makriv an eimer? Mai ikreve? Dilma lo ikreve? Lo yisal gedaito. Dichsi vayichu mabu oretz mimochas ha-pesach. Mimochas ha-pesach ochil. Mimkor lo yochil." So, da krivu eimer ve'od rachle. Meiru nekrivu. They couldn't be makriv an eimer that was born in the Rishus of the Knaim, because Ktzirchem lo ktzir lochi. So the Gemara gives the Teretz that they found an Eimer that was Heavy Shlish, that was not Heavy Shlish Biadnochi. Your Davor Shlish was already after the Jews took possession of Eretz Yisrael. So it wasn't Ktzir, since Davor Shlish was already in the possession of the Yisrael, so Menele, it wasn't Tzimochi. Anyway, Gemara says in so many words that Tvuy that was born in the Rishus of Enochi is not holy akrov. So Mimele, that the Bach says, so since it's not holy akrov of the Eimer, so Mimele, it's not affected with the Issa Chodesh. So, what kind of Shaychas is it? I mean, here the Gemara only says that tvuye that was grown in the rishus of the Nochri is not holy lakot. But the Gemara doesn't say that it's not affected with the Yisar of Chodosh. Maybe it is affected with the of Chodosh, but it's a special Zasakosu. It's not holy kolom. What has one thing to do with that? So the Bach knew what he was talking about. It's not that he just said things that don't make sense. So the Bach had in mind a certain Gemara Munachas. Now let's go over a whole Gemara in Nachas. That was the Mamakim, the whole Gemara. That's a Mishnah in the ninth Perek of Menachas. So the Mishnah is as follows. Kol korbonis atzibo v'hayochid bo'i min ha'oretz u'michutz la'oretz min ha'chodosh min ha'yosh. So all Menachas can come from the old crop or from the new crop. Doesn't make any difference. Chutz min ha'ina u'shtei alecha. Einer that is called and designed in Israel, the Alechem that is called and Shmues, have to come sheni boim el min ha'chodosh, only from the new crop. U'minoretz. All other minoretz can come from Tvuye that was born in Chutz La'aretz too. But Einer and Shnei Alechem can be offered only from Tvuye that was born in Eretz Yisrael and only from the new crop, not from the old crop. V'chulon, then the Mishnah mentions another Alechem. V'chulon and boim el min ha'much. That's lechatchila. When the Mishnah says that Einar Shtei Alechem is not boin elo min ha'chodosh min ha'oretz, so according to the Tanya of the Mishnah, it's Nidareis, and it's Miyakim. Even there, it's possible if it's not min ha'oretz, if it's not min ha'chodosh. But then the Mishnah says, O Kobones, O Menoches, lechatchila, you have to bring from the Mufra. Good way, of good quality, of superior quality, not of inferior quality. V'chulon, all menoches, v'eize mufra shalem, koi yichanis v'zatche alpe l'seiris. That's the aleph of seiris. That's top quality. Shniyalein afuruyim b'vikuf. Kol ha'arotzis o yekshereis, elo mikano imuvim. In other words, the evet, from every place, but these tvuyes, in those places, that was the aleph. And then a certain type of tvuye in a certain place was the beis. So it's only lechatchila. All right, that's not negeias. Then the Gemara says, masnis in the loikaita, because the Tanya of the Mishnah says that Eimer in Shtei Alechem can only be boiling from Eretz Yisrael and from the new crop. And if it comes from the old crop, so it's possible. So this Tanya of the Mishnah is not in accordance with the Tanya of the Braise. What does the Tanya of the Braise say? The Tanya, where is the Tanya of the Mishnah says that Eimer Abom Nayoshin is possible? The Tanya of the Braise says Eimer Abom Nayoshin is kosher. Shealechem aboyis nayoshin ksheireis elo shechisa mitzvah. So there is lechatchila. Even according to the Tanya of the Braise, lechatchila he should bring the Eimer or the shealechem from the new crop. But the Eved it's kosher, even if it's from the old crop. Mashenikin according to the Tanya of the Mishnah, even the Eved it's kosher, if it was brought from the old crop. Eimer dechsiv tavkrif esmichas bikorecho. Because the Torah says takrif is ma of everything. Doesn't matter whether the new crop or even the old crop, even though it had been stored in the aliyah, in the upper story, for a long time, it's of the old crop, so still it's kosher there. Shealechem dechziv mishviseichem tovim. So Chutz La'aretz, the Shnei Alechem cannot be brought, or the Eimer cannot be brought from Chutz La'aretz. Mishvisechem v'afilu min aliyah. So So the Gemara says that we learn out that even the Yoshi, so it's kosher there. So what does Gemara, what does the Tana of the Braise say? The Tana of the Braise is Chelik and the Tana of the Mishnah. Whereas the Tana of the Mishnah says that Emer Shteyalecha Mividevet Apost, if it was brought from Chutzlaretz, or if it was brought from Yoshim, the Tana of the Braise in respect to Chutzlaretz, the Tana of the Braise agrees with the Tana of the Mishnah. That it's possible that Emer Shteyalecha according to the Tana of the Braise just as according to the Tana of the Mishnah. If it's brought from Chutzlaretz, so it's possible. But in regard to Yoshim, so the Tana of the Braise holds the Eved it's kosher. We had Chilah, you should bring it from Chodesh. Now, we can skip a few lines in Gemara, because it's not the gear for our Eved. Then, the last line of the Gemara, that we give on the base, Ad kam lo yipligye lo b'chodosh, avu b'eretz lo yipligye, dey lo shtey alechem me'aretzei, mechutz lo aretz loy. So the machleike between the Tana of the Mishnah and the Tana of the Braise is only in regard to Yosh. According to the Tana of the Mishnah, Eimer and Shtialechem from Yoshin is possible. According to the Tana of the Braise, Eimer and Shtialechem from Yoshin is kosher. But both the Mishnah and the Braise are made that Eimer and Shtialechem from Chutz Loretz is possible. So, the other Beretz Loik, we get Eimer and Shtialechem Eretz, Yechutz Loretz Loik, Kimam, the Loik Aitan. So both the Mishnah and the Braise cannot accord with that Tanya, which Tanya Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yudah. The Tanya Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yudah Eimer bom Yechutz Loretz, Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yudah is more likely than both the Mishnah and the Braise. The Mishnah and the Braise have a machlokes in regard to Yoshua. So the Mishnah says that Yoshi is kosher in Eimer Shtialecha, is possible in Eimer Shtialecha. And the Braise says Yoshi is kosher in Eimer Shtialecha. But in regard to Chutz Loretz, both the Mishnah and the Braise say that Chutz Loretz is possible. So Eimer bo mechutz Loretz, umani mikayem v'chosaveyu al Loretz, but the Torah says v'chosaveyu So Rashi Rabbi Gershon, they all point out Kisaveyu is only descriptive of this commencement of the Chiyuv of Eimer. When does the Chiyuv of Eimer begin? After Bias Yisroel, Eretz Yisroel. Until they took possession of Eretz Yisroel, there was no Chiyuv of Eimer. But the moment they entered Eretz Yisroel under Yehoshua ben Nun, so then they became Chiyuv of Eimer. So they became Chiyuv. And the Eimer can be brought after they entered Eretz Yisroel. So according to Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yudah, the Eimer can be brought even from Chutzlaretz. So Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yudah agrees with Rabbi Eliezer that Chodosh Bechutz Loretz is also Menatot. Why? Because Mishviseichem means Bichol Mokim Umokim Shatem Yeshim. Then, but the Torah says Vichisoveyu. So Chisoveyu doesn't mean that only in Eretz Yisrael the year of Chodosh applies. But Chisoveyu's Mokim. Chisoveyu is descriptive of the Zman when the Yisrael of Chodosh began. But it's Neikim Mechutz Loretz. Then the concluding expression by the Gemara is V'chivim de'raisei atchuve name makrivim. Since Chodosh Mechutz Loretz is the raise, so memele Chodosh. of the same air. So we see, so that is the Bach's basis. So we see the Gemara says, so we see from this Gemara there is a relationship, there is a connection between the Yisr of the Tvoe and its fitness for the Eimer. Because the Gemara says, V'chim de'raisei akrobenam makrim. Since Tvoe of Chutz Loretz is also de'raisei, so it's fit for akrobas Eimer too. It's fit for akrobas Eimer too. So Mele, since the Gemara Rosh Hashanah says, that when something if it were was born in the shoes of an apple, so then it's not all a krobe, so that's a raye, that it's not affected to the Isachodosh either. Because if it had been affected to the Isachodosh, so the Rosh Nagmon is v'chim di raisi a krobe nama makir. That's the Bach's raye. I mean, Shaisawa is Marish and Omis against the Bach. As if the Bach, I mean, as if what the Bach said didn't even make sense. So Rabbi Yankel Talmida, who was a Talmud of Chaim Volozhiner, and Chaim Volozhiner was the Talmud of the Gros, and the Gros was also Marish and Omis against the Bach. He says, Toyez Godo, and Vohiko is Al-Kotkote, on the Bach, and on the Agiro, who agreed with the Bach, he also says, so Gantel Kalina was the Talmud of the Chaim Volozhiner. So he says that from this Gemara it appears that what the Bach says makes good sense. Because the Gemara says here, V'chim d'raisei akru v'nami makrim. Since Chodosh in Chutz Loretz is Oseh, so the Mele it's holy called Molsa. So once it is Oseh, we should be holy called. But then the Gemara in Daf Yud Gimel Rosh Hashanah says that Ktzir Nochri is not holy called. Not holy called. So what does Shagasari say? The Shagasari is Mami Shalomis. The Shagasari says, Shagasari and the Gro, except the Gro, you know, he writes in several words, and the Shagasari is married, but the Shagasari spells it out. So the Shagasari says, from this Gemore Imunoches, we can only see that if Chodosh, the Chutz Loretz, had not been also Nator, then it would be possible a Chodosh. So, but that does not mean that if something is possible a Chodosh, that it's mutually is a Chodosh. I mean, of course, that's a simple thing in logic. I mean, just because we say that all humans are mortal, so it doesn't mean that the converse is also true, that all mortals are human. So the Bach could not have made that mistake. And by saying, since the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says that Siyotri is possible akrobe, so Mimele, that means that Siyotri is mutar misachodosh. What has one thing to do with the other? But the Bach's raya is not just from the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Of course, and insofar as the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah by itself is concerned, so then it doesn't say anything. All that the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says, that Yud Gimel is, Ktzir chenu l'ktzir nochri, that Tvoe, that it was godel in the Rishus of the Nakum, is possible akrob, say. But that does not mean that it's not affected with this Chodosh. But the Bach's raya is by combining the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah with the Gemara in Menachos Av Pidalet. On one hand, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says that Ktzir Nochri Tvoe, that was God of Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says it's possible for us. And here the Gemara says, in explaining Rabbi Yissi bar Rabbi Yehuda, since according to Rabbi Yissi bar Rabbi Yehuda, Chodosh Chutz Loretz is Oseh, once it is established that it's Oseh, so Meila it's all akrob. But if we are going to say that there is no connection, that something can be osea in the Isa Chodosh and still be possible akove. So why does the Gemara emphasize v'chim de reise akove name makrive? It does not necessarily follow. Let the Gemara say that Rabbi Yisid or Rabbi Yehuda holds that Tvuyeh that was gotten in Chutz Loretz is kosher akove. But the Gemara emphasizes v'chim de reise, as long as it's affected with the Yisa Chodosh, so the Mele it's all akove. But if we are going to say, so that's the Raya of the Bach, if we are going to say that Tvuyeh Shegodu B'Shesach is affected with the Yisa Chodosh, and still the Gemara says that it was makrove. So how can the Gemara say here v'chim de'araisi akrove nam makrove? It does not necessarily follow. Tvuyeh that was gotel b'shus nochi yechiyach that it's also min raise and still it's possible makrove because still chametz nochi. So why does the Gemara say v'chim de'araisi akrove nam makrove? That's the right of the Bach. The Bach didn't mean that sins by itself without any Gemores. Since the Gemore in Rosh Hashanah says that Ksir Nochri is post-Lakode, so Mele it must not be affected with this other. But there's one thing to do with the other. But here the Gemore says that Chim Diraisi Akrub Nami Makrivon, so then how does it follow? So we could ask against the Gemore. So that Tzirakum Yechiyach Shem Mederai Sehi according to Tesef the Rosh to and all these Rishenim, and still it is possible Akrove some may here too. So of course we could say, alright, so there we have expression Tzirakosu, here we don't have expression Tzirakosu, but the Gemore should not use the expression Yechim Derai Sehi Akrove Nami. Now the Gros, so the Gros, the Bira Gros, we see Marei Saligimu. Iso HaChodosh Neid Bein Boaz Bein Chutz Loretz Bein Bishal Yisrael Bein Bishal Evit Chob. So he says, Kein Posko Koach Burim Orishen Udoloi Kisei Patrum וכבותם ראשון וחוסה דסתם מסניסים בסיפור וכבוסי לרבלס. So here he's talking about all this about חודש של חוץ לארץ. So ואף על גף של חירו סתם מסניסים דריש פרק תס ובנוחס כי תנקמה וכמי שכוסו פידלד ומדלף כמאן דלוי וכוסובה חודש בחוץ לארץ דרייסי יחזיב משפסייכל, כמו כן שעתירי שמשמע, וכסבי יוזמן ביר, וכי בידי רייסי, עקרו ונאמה מקריבון, so לחירה, יצמוכח, in other words, seems to be more interesting in Rabbi Yisi ורבי יהודה, says that Rabbi Yisi ורבי יהודה holds that Eimer is born בחוץ לארץ. Why? Because he agrees with Rabbi Yisi. And seems, who says, that Chodesh Chutz Loretz is not a Torah. Since Chodesh Chutz Loretz is not a Torah, so it's all Akove. But the Tav of the Mishnah says that it's possible Akove. So that means that, so Lechenera it's Mashma from this Gemara, that the Tav of the Mishnah is Chenika the Blessed. Rabbi Yisi and Rabbi Yudah is Chenika the Tav of the Mishnah. And the reason is why Rabbi Yisi and Rabbi Yudah is Chenika the Tav of the Mishnah is because he agrees with Rabbi Yisi. So since Chodesh Chutz Loretz is also, so we may Akrivu and Nami Makrivinon. But the title of the Mishnah says, Akavua Loi Makrivinon. So then it's Mashma from the Gemara, the title of the Mishnah agrees with Tanakami in Lushi. That Chodesh Chutz Loretz is not also. If it's not also, so the Mele is possible. It's possible Akrovi. That's how it's Mashma. So he says, in other words, the Goyen was very much aware of the lumbus of the Bach. So he says, no. Abu Talib Masnissen, so Bach is obeyed with the Talib Boretz. So he says, "Eini sovokin." That's not the pshat in the Gemara. Elo taimi mifosh. Avo tamei de masnis in sovah ki sovenu di taimi boves. Vilochim posko arambam ki masnis in shom. So the Gemara says the pshat in the Mishnah is that Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yude holds. Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yude holds. Keep the raisei. Akruve name makrivim. That's Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yude. Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yude holds once it is established that a certain tweet is affected with this achodosh. So mimele it's all akrove. If it's affected with this achodosh, so the akrove of that tweet can be matter chodosh. Of course, if it will be affected with this achodosh, it couldn't be matter this chodosh. Only it has to be a sample of the tweet that is affected with this achodosh. But if the tweet of chutzlaret it had not been affected to Yisachodosh, so how could that be used for Akrove? How could the matter Yisachodosh? But Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yude, and the Tana of the Mishnah is Chelik on Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yude. Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yude holds that once a Tvueh is affected to Yisachodosh, so we may it's all Akrove. Hashem is the Tana of the Mishnah holds no. The fact that it's affected with Zachodosh does not necessarily mean that it's all Akrove too, because there are other prerequisites, there are other requirements. Of course, in order to be all Akrove, so there is one necessary prerequisite that it must be affected with Zachodosh. If three of Chutzlaret would not be affected with Zachodosh, it couldn't be all Akrove. That goes without saying. And what Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yude holds, that once it is affected with the Zachodosh, and maybe it's all Akrove too. But the Tana of the Mishnah is Chelik. Why is the Tana of the Mishnah Chelik? So the Gemara says, the Tana of the Mishnah is Chelik because the Torah says, in regard to Eimer, the Torah says, Daber od Yisrael v'amarto aleihem, ki soveyo lo'oretz asher ani neisim lachem, uksartem es tziro, v'aveisem esem ereshik sirchem, elakeyem. So that's why the Tana of the Mishnah is Chelik. So, again, the Kalinah, so he says, and but the Gemara says, so then the Gemara should say, V'chisoveyu zman bi, v'chim di raisei, kosova, Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yude, di akru v'nane makhim. But the Rosh Hashanah is not v'chim di raisei, Kosova Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yude Akruve Nama Makrivim. The Rosh Hashanah is the Chimdi Raisi Akruve Nama Makrivim. In other words, it follows logically. But according to the Gemara, the Pshat in Gemara is true. The title of the Mishnah agrees with Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yude on one point. That Chodesh Chutz La'aretz is lost. But there is a machlokes case. Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yude says, once it is established that Tvuas Chutz La'aretz is affected with the Zachodosh, so Mele, it is capable of being used for Akrove Zeina. There is no special requirement, special prerequisite. It must be from Eretz Yisrael. And the Tana of the Mishnah says, no, even though it is affected with the Zachodosh, but there is another prerequisite, because Kisoveyu. But Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yude says that Kisoveyu does not imply that Akrove Zeina requires Eretz Yisrael. Kisoveyu is only descriptive of this man when the Chiyuv Eina began. So we have to say, according to the Gemara, that the Gemara means that's the machlokes between Tanakam of the Mishnah and Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yude. According to Tanakam of the Mishnah, Kisoveyu is not Zman Bir. But Kisoveyu implies that only in Eretz Yisrael there is a Chiyuv Eina. And Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yude says, no, Kisoveyu doesn't imply that only in Eretz Yisrael there is a Chiyuv, only that the email is only from Tvuas Eretz Yisrael. But Kisoveyu is descriptive of the Zman, when the time, when the Chiyuv of Eina began. So the Gemara should say that. The Gemara says, because some of the people who are the same, they see me, but 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 they see me, the Gemara doesn't say that. So Nietzsche is also not safe. So Nietzsche is also not safe. This is what Rabbi Yankel Kalina, on the contrary, Rabbi Yankel Kalina, even though he was a Talmud of Chaim Volozhiner, but he's trying to show he's not Matir, he's just Lamed Zchus. But he's just trying to point out that the Bach was not off. In other words, what the Bach says is grounded in real oneness. And then he says, of course, the Shittas Rambam is not like that. And the Rambam is difficult. There is a still in the Rambam. Now let's see how the Rambam passes. Now, from this Gemara says, V'chim de'ra'isi akhu v'nami makhi. And if we are going to say that the Pshat in the Gemara is that once we establish that Chodosh Chutzlo, that Tvur of Chutzlo is effective with Nisa Chodosh, then it must be all Akhove, so then the Rambam should pass in, the Rambam should pass in like Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yudha. The Rambam should pass in like Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yudha. And the Shidim Kupet says, don't pass in like Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yudha. The Shidim Kupet says, on the place, here. So he says, the Shimkubetze says, so, the Kaimelon, Ki Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yudha, Uch Rabbonon Dibi Ravashi, because the Gemara says, Rabbonon Dibi Ravashi hold the Pasen like Havreza, that Chodesh and Chutz Loret, the Chodesh and Chutz Loret is Osea Minator. So Memele, that means that we Pasen like Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yudha. So from the Shimkubetze, it appears, The way the Bach understood the Gemara, that the Pshat in the Gemara is V'chim de'ra'isi yakru v'nam makru v'na'alim in kulal. Once it is established that Chodosh Chutz Loretz is Osea, so Memele we must say that it's all Akhore too. But that the Tanya of the Mishneh says that it's Osea Akhore, because the Tanya of the Mishneh calls with the Tanya Kamei of Rav Lezer. But since the Rabbonon de Rav Ashi Paskin, that's the Basroi of the Gemara, Paskin, that Chodosh Bechutz Loretz is also Natorot, as the Gemara says, so Memele, that means that the Aloche is not like the Tanya of the Mishneh, and the Aloche is like a basic Rav Yehuda. So the Chimkubetzes is not like the Bach, completely, but at one point the Shidim Kubetzes is like the Bach, just as the Bach understood, not like the God. So the Bach understood that when the Gemara says V'chivim D'Raisi Akruvim Ami Makrivim, means once it is established that Chodosh Chutz Loretz, Tvur of Chutz Loretz, is affected to reverse the Chodosh, so it follows necessarily that it's not possible Akhove. So it's not only the Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yudha, it's only the Kulam. But why the Tanya of the Mishneh say it's Pos Lakhove? Because he is Chelik on the Blazer's name, and he agrees with the Kame of the Blazer that Chodosh Chutz Loretz is not subject to is not Osea. If it's not Osea, how can it be Matir? Of course it's Pos Lakhove. But Shibetze says that doesn't change the Pesach Halacha, since the Rabbonon de Rav Ashi, so they pass like Rav Lezer. So even though the Tanya of the Mishneh, the Stam Mishneh in Moloches, is not like Rav Lezer, but we pass like Dan Roim, Rabbonon de Rav Ashi. And this is what the Gro also says at the end. You see, the Gro apparently did not agree with the Pshat by Yishim Kovetzes. So then he says, Avok Avshav Echere, סתם אסליסים דרישקל טס במלוחץ קטן לקמא וכמשקוסף שום פי דלת אלף לאי דיטנין מסליסים נסוב אוקיי אלו טיימן מפורש אבל טיימן מסליסים דיטנין מסניטה אין נסוב אוקיי אלו טיימן מפורש אבל טיימן מסליסים סובה כי סובה דיטלי בורץ נראית סוב בלוחי פוסק הרמב״ם כמסליסים אבל אין צורך לזה. In other words, we don't have to resort to it. Even if we will say the oneness of the Shinkovetzes, but we still have to pass that Chodesh Chutz Loretz in doesn't matter, because Rabbanon de Rav Ashi writes, let's bend, like the Shinkovetzes, like the Bach, that that once the Lepshatim Gemara is, if it's Chodesh and Chutz Loretz is Oseh, so then it follows necessarily Nitzkosha Lachon. So then it will follow as the Shinur Betzah says, that the time of the Mishnah is Chemik Avodah. But Rabbanon the Ravashi passed like Avodah. So we have to pass like Avodah anyway. But then we have to pass through that the Imam is born Chutz Loretz. This is what he says. Now, let's see the Pitakora. Like the Shidduch Kovetz. Because the Shidduch Kovetz says that in Mokhanami we pass like a basic or a view. Because the Tanya of the Mishneh is only Alam Yilchese. Tanya of the Mishneh calls the Tanya Kamba of Kavleza. And the whole of the Rabashi pass like a Kavleza. So maybe we have to pass like a basic or a view day that was good for it, it's kosher like a Kavleza. Because like I was saying that, the Rambam doesn't pass like that. On one hand, the Rambam passes like Chavreza. You saw before. In the Yud, Miyuchas Machores Asures Halacha Beis. So he says, B'chol Eichel Kazai Yischodosh, Keidem Akhova Soimea, Leikem Nateiro, B'chol Mokeinu, B'chol Zman, Bein Be'eretz, Bein Mechutz La'aretz, Bein Mifnei Abayi Shlo Abayi. So it passes like Chavreza, complete. So, if he had agreed with the longest of the Shinur Kovetzes, in Menoches, Dach Bidalet, so then he should pass in that Tvuas Chutz La'aretz is kosher, Lachore. Let's see how the Rambam passes in regard to Tvuas Chutz La'aretz, whether it's kosher Lachore saying or not.
That means the Ina. Elo me'artz Yisroel. Shenema va'aveisem me'seim me'areishis k'tzir chemelakeim. Mitzvot silovim nakori ribom nakori mevinisim komokim be'artz Yisroel. But he says explicitly, Enivin milchazu elo me'artz Yisroel. Elo me'artz Yisroel. Shenema va'aveisem me'seim me'areishis k'tzir chemelakeim. So in other words, he doesn't pass like this for a few days. He passes like the Tanya of the Mishneh, in Menoches, that it's possible. That Tvuas Chutz La'aretz is possible, like Chove Seina. But the Gemara says, V'chidin D'Raitzi Yaakov and Amem Akhrivim. So we have to say like the Gemara, that the Gemara means, V'chidin D'Raitzi, because some of the Mishneh is rebuted, Yaakov and Amem Akhrivim. It's only Alim the Reis Ravide, but the title of the Mishneh holds the Reisi, but Akhub Eloi Makhribe. Why is Akhub Eloi Makhribe? So how does the Goa explain it? The Goa explains it because the Torah says, Kisobeyu al Oretz. In other words, so everybody understands the Goa. And I saw the number of Svar, of Mechabot. So they say that the Goa holds that the Pshat in the Gemara is, when the Gemara says here that Vidale, V'chisoveyu, Zman Bihi, so that's only a little amazing of a beauty. So Soveyu is descriptive of the Zman when the Chiyuv of Eimer began. But not a little the Tana of the Mishneh. A little Tana of the Mishneh is Chosoveyu is really, really advises us that the Eimer can only become an artist's wife. So then, if that is the pshat of the Gros, and the Gros says that in the Rambam, so the Rambam should say, so the Lashon Rambam is not accurate, because the Rambam should say as follows, Ein mevin milchazu elo me'artz Yisroel, shenema kisoveyu elo oretz. The Rambam doesn't say, Ein mevin milchazu elo me'artz Yisroel, shenema kisoveyu elo oretz. Why doesn't he say kisoveyu elo oretz? He says, shenema ba'avise me'seyla, Why doesn't he say, Shenema, Kisavir Lorets, The answer is no, he cannot say Shenamah Kisobeyu Loretz, because the Gemara says Yichisobeyu is Mampiyi. So Yehu doesn't tell us that only Nazi spoil in Nazi score. So Yehu is descriptive of this man when the Chiyu Ve'imra began, after the Israelites entered Eretz Yisrael under Yeshua Ben Nun. But he doesn't say that the Tvue has to be from Eretz Yisrael. On the contrary, so it's mashma from the Rambam, that the Rambam understood that when the Gemara says, V'chisoveyu zman bi'i, v'chim v'raisi akun amat l'avinu, so that's how we go out, not only Alive the Rabbi Yisim Rabbi Yehuda, Alive the Tanya of the Mishneh Tok. So then, he should say like Shem Kuretzes. So he should say that the Tvuas Chutz Loret is kosher l'chol v'seina, and the Rambam paskens it's possible. So that's the kashya against the Rambam. So, the Sama say that when the Rambam says, Vaveiser Seima, me mevin minchazu el Eretz Yisrael, shenema Vaveiser Meseima reish tzich lakir, so he really means Kisovei. But he means the beginning of the pasuk. So that we find case that says many times in connection with certain Gemara, that Gemara mentions the beginning of the pasuk. And really, the Gemara means the end of the pasuk. So why does Gemara mention the beginning of the pasuk? Gemara wants to mention the beginning of the pasuk. But to say the reverse, that's not his style. To say that the Gemara mentions the beginning of the pasuk, even though a certain din is based, is deduced from the end of the pasuk, that case is said many times. But to say the reverse, that's not his style. Why should the Rambam mention the end of the pasuk when the Rai is from the beginning of the pasuk? It doesn't make sense. So we have to listen to the Rambam. The Rambam is contrary to the Gemara. And what is the Gomu? Also, let's see another Rambam. פרק זיון וחסבידו ומניסופי, הלוכה יגין. אוסו ליקציה בארץ ישראל, מי מחמש עצמי לתבוע, קדם לקציר הסעימה, שנמה הרי שצקציר, שהיא התחילו לכל המקצור. במדבון המורים, בקוצי אושרו להובי ממנו אימה. אבל בססלחים שבעמוקים, הויו ונראו להובי ממנו, קצרי נעשים לפני אימה. So the Rambam mentions הלוכה, that it's also, it's an Isar Reise, it's an Isar Esek, that one is not allowed to be Ketzer. In Eretz Yisrael, he says, Min Mechameshes Min Etvue, Kedem Mekzir HaSeina, Shalem HaReish Yisztirchem, She Yetchil Ochol HaKetzer. That's mentioned by Rashi. There's the Droshe in Tereskeyanim, and it's mentioned by Rashi in Chumash. Reish Yisztirchem prosecute. So it's a special Nisar Reis, it's a Nisar Esek, that just as there is a Nisar to eat Chodosh until the Imar is Nikra, so the Hakoras of Imar is Matir, the Achri of Chodosh, so also there is a Nisar to be Ketzer Chodosh. And what is Matir? The Ketzer of Chodosh, just as Ligabi Achri of Chodosh. So the Aktore of the Imer is Matir. So the Ktzir of Chodosh, not the Aktore of the Imer, but the Ktzir of the Imer. Two mitzvahs. One mitzvah is to be Ketzer Imer. And then the mitzvah of to be Makta the Imer. So the Matir of the Achir of Chodosh is the Aktore of the Imer. The Matir of Ktzir of the Imer, I'm sorry, the Matir of Ktzir of Chodosh is the Ktzir of the Imer. Now, another difference is that in regard to Achil of Chodosh there is love and there is malchus. In regard to Ktzir of Chodosh there is only Nisar Esek, there is no malchus. But there are two Yisurim of Chodosh. There is a Nisar of Chodosh of Achil of Chodosh, a love the Reis and malchus, and there is a Nisar of Chodosh of being Ketzer Chodosh. Being Ketzer Chodosh. And Nisar Esek. And each has its own matter. Achil of Chodosh, the matter of Achil of Chodosh, is Aktor HaSein of the Zayin. And being with the Zayin. And the matter of Ktzir of Chodosh is the Ktzir HaSein, the way of the Zayin. but the Ktsire of the Eimera is the Matir of the Yisar of Ktsire of Chodosh. As a matter of fact, the Shita of the Shin Kubetzi says, the Shin Kubetzi says, in according to the Ri, I mentioned before that the Shin Kubetzi says in Gemara Dapri Daled that that when Gemara says the Chidin Yeraisi Yakub and Amim Akavin and Salim Kuvar, not only are we going to be it's also alluded to the Tana of the Mishnah. And once it's established that Chodesh is Osea, so the male, it follows necessarily that it's Kosher Akov. Kosher Akov. So the male, since Rabban Bravashe passed like a Vedra Chodesh is Osea, so it means we pass like a Vizbara Bude, that a Tvue of Chutzlorets is Kosher Akov Seina. So he says, since the Rises, Kosat Ribi Chuve, that's the Rib, the Balatisis, the Bitvua Hanishreshes Lacha Rameya, Alacha Rameya, Alacha Leina, Kmu Lacha Shishoso, Asuo Minatoro Likitzro, the Chutzlorets have a Shapia Mimokim Shatomiri, the Kainuon Kerabisi Rabbi Yude, Uchirabonon de Berabash. There is Gemara Daf Ayin Aleph in Menachas. The Mishnah says Daf Ayin Aleph Menachas Kitzrim b'Sashalchin sheba'amokim. Avoloi Goichi. So one is allowed before the Ktzira Seimea to harvest the Tvuyim b'Sashalchin in the Imek. In the Imek. B'Sashalchin is a mirrored field. A field that could not grow unless it's irrigated. It is not done by rainfall, but it has to be irrigated. So tree that grows in the Bisashalchin Shabamokin in the valley, so it's muta to be keitzer before the Ktzira Vein. The new crop that grows in the Bisashalchim Beimek, so can be harvested even before the Zionis, even before the night of the Zionis. Why? Because now, Gemara says as follows. Tanya, Rabbi Yomi Neimea, Kosu Bechot Eime Uxzartan Es Ksiro, Vav Eisem Esein, Uxiv Reish Ksir Chemalakeyen, Ho Keitzar, Mimokim Shato Meivi, Ato Keitzer, Mimokim Shiyato Meivi, Okay, it's so there is especially Sadraise, there is especially Sadraise not to be Kate Chodosh until the email is Nixar. So, but that is Sadraise applies only to something that is Rolakro, but something that is not Rolakro. So the Isadaraise does not apply. Now, Tvuyah that grows in the Bisashalchim, Beimek, is not Rolakovich. Why is, so since it's not Rolakovich, so the Mele, it's Mutter to be Keitzer any time. It's just Rachile, until Rakozeina. But it's Mutter to be only that type of Tvuyah that is Rolakovich, so can be, is not allowed to be Nikzer before the Ktzira Veina, but a type of Tvue that is not Rola Krove can be Nikzer even before the Ktzira Veina. So this is a Gemara that I know. In other words, that's the Aloha mentioned by the Rambam, that what Rashi mentions a Chumash. Rashi mentions a Chumash. Uktzartem es Ktziro v'aveisem esim reishi sirchem lakeyen reishi sirchem lakeyen. It's a nisarese to be keitzer chodosh before the emer is nixa. Before the emer is nixa. So Shem Kubetzes mentioned the name of the ri, the bitvuo hanishreshes lacha reimer, melacha shishoso, asuro menateiro likeitzro. The chutzloretz habeshapia mimokim shatameivi. The kaimon, kerabinsi berab yude, ucherabonon de berab ashe. The Sabre, Chodosh, Bechutzmor is the Reis. then he mentions Omnom, the Aram Miforesh, Rabbi Meir, the Rabbi Meir, the Israel can be. The Shitta of the Ri is that in Chutz La'aretz, even now, it doesn't make any difference between now and the Zman HaBayis, as far as Chutz La'aretz is concerned. So, what is a Jewish farmer, according to the Ri, is not allowed to harvest the new crop until after the Zion Benissi. He's not allowed, it's an Israel, according to the Ri. Now, the Ram Rutenberg is Israel. The Aram Miforesh, the Rabbi Yisi, means Rabbi Yisi, the Rabbi Yudeh, Name Shor Mikza Bechutz Lorez. The Hot Amrima Mimokim Shata Meivi, Hiya Tekeitzeya, or Amrima Mikdushin, the Abu Mitzvah Akuya Boretz, the Nafto Mikho Mikdushin, the Mitzvah Akuya Boretz, the Neges Ala Boretz. The Yisar Achilas Chodosh Bechutz Lorez, Nafto Mishri Seichem, the Chsid Gaba Achil Lechem, the Kori Lechal Mori Seichu, the Chom Mishri Seichem, at the Etzem Ayyavaze, the Chom Mokim Shati Leishmi, the Gabi Tzira Mikzim Mishri Seichem. So Ramaram Rutenberg is really coming. According to the Ri, seems now both the Ri and Maram Rutenberg pass like Rabbi Yisrael, not like the Talmud Rish, that Tvuas Chutz La'aretz is all akor same, not like the Rambam. Both are like the Rambam, the Maram Rutenberg and the Ri. But the Ri says, since we pass like Rabbi Yisrael, that Tvuas Chutz La'aretz is all akor same, so the Mele it's Oseh Biktzire. Until the Zionists. The Zionists. The Baram Rutenberg says no. True indeed, Tvuas Chutz La'aretz is kosher lachovas or emer, but Ktzir of Chodosh is only also an Eretz Yisrael. Why? It's a very good explanation. Because Tanakam of Rav Lezer says that Chodosh is mutabachir, Chodosh Chutz La'aretz is also mutabachir. Why? He applies the general rule. Mitzvah Akuya Boretz in Neges Al Boretz, just like Tumis of Maizres. He's only made in Eretz Yisrael, so Chodosh is a Mitzvah Akuya Boretz, he's also made only in Eretz Yisrael. Why was Rav Lezer Chilek? Because he has a special Zakosu. Mishri Seichem. Mishri Seichem means Bichol Mokim U'mokim Shatun Yishmi. So, only because there is a Zakosu of the Mishri Seichem, ולכן מכל מלחם הוא יסיך על עצמא עם הזה, אבי ואחם אסקוב מלוקיכם, חוק עשיום את זה בשיכם, בכל משל שיכם. אל משל שיכם, מיז, בכל מוקים ומוקים כך ישי. בודד זה רזק עושה, בכל משל שיכם, is mentioned in connection with the Yisea of Imi Chodosh. It's not mentioned in connection with the Yisea of harvesting Chodosh. It's two separate issues. The Yisea of Imi Chodosh is a lot. The Yisea of harvesting Chodosh until the Zion Benissen is an Israese. The Torah, if the Torah didn't say Bechol Mishri Seichem, then everybody would agree with the Tanakami that it's a Mitzvah Akuya Boretz, so in Neges Al Boretz. But there is a Zakos Bechol Mishri Seichem. According to Rav Lezer, Bechol Mishri Seichem implies Bechol Mokim Mokim Tav Yeishi. But there is a Zakos Bechol Mishri Seichem is mentioned in connection with the love of Achilas Chodosh. It's not mentioned in connection with the Israese of Ktziras Chodosh. So Ktziras Chodosh is subject to the general principle. So that means that even according to Rav Lezer, the Maram Gutenberg says, so the Yisea of Achilas Chodosh is leiv Chutz La'aretz, but the Yisea of Ktziras Chodosh is not leiv Chutz La'aretz. So that's the heter for Jewish farmers in this country to harvest wheat, the new crop, even before the Zion Nissen. But there is no heter for Jewish farmers in Israel to harvest the new crop before the Zion Nissen, whether they are Zoya or not, I don't know. But there is definitely no heter in Israel, so Jewish farmers have to be Zoya, not to harvest any new crop until after the Zion Nissen. And it's an Israel rice. It is rice. Anyway, the Rambam, so we have a machlekes between the Ri and the Maram Rutenberg as to whether, now we pass from like Rav Lezer, that Achilas Chodosh is also Chutz La'aretz. How about Ktziras Chodosh? The Ri says Ktziras Chodosh is also some of the Ra'is and Chutz La'aretz, and the Maram Rutenberg says Ktziras Chodosh is Mutar because it is subject to the general principle of Mitzvah Boretz and Neges La'aretz. Why does the Rambam like Maram Rutenberg? Because the Rambam spells it out explicitly in the exile of Hasidim Musafim Halacha Yud Gimel. Also, Mikzer Be'eretz Yisrael Min Lichamishes Min Tvue Kedem Mikzer Seimer Shenema Reishis Ktzirchem Sheyetchil Olcho Anikzor. So he says, also Mikzer Be'eretz Yisrael also speaks about Yisrael. So now, so this is the aloha of Reshit Kisirche. Now we have in the Gemara that they doubt, the same Gemara that they doubt. So the Gemara says, the Gemara asks, why can't we, how do we know this thing that the Tanya of the Mishnah mentions, that Eimer is not bo minayosh? That's what the Tanya of the Mishnah says. Eimer is not bo minayosh. And the Tanya of the Braise says, Eimer is not. But the Tanya of the Braise agrees with the Tanya of the Mishnah that Eimer is not bo mechutzlot. Eimer is not bo mechutzlot. Alright. So the Gemara is the kashe. How do we know? How? What's the mokia for the Tanya of the Mishnah, Saloche, that Eimer is not born in Ayoshi? Where does the Torah say that? So the reason is, so there is a machlekes in Gemara. So vileisem mikamel bishtakim omakro kamel sakri biyon kamel bishasakro vilek itma Rabbi Yechonon omar kamel sakri. If the tzibur would be makri minayoshim beotcha, it wouldn't be reish tzilcho. It would be seif tzilcho. So the posik of reish tzilcho v'abeisa neseimah reish tzilcho lakeim implies that the eimer has to be brought from the new crop. Because if it will be brought from the old crop, it's not Reishis Tzilcha, but it's Eif Tzilcha. Now, and the Rambam paskens like Rablezer, that the reason is why it's Oser to be Makriv Minayoshim is because of Reishis Tzilcha. Now here, we have three Tanoim. We have the Tanoim of the Mishneh, we have the Tanoim of the Braise, and we have Rabbi Yisib Rabbi. The Tanya of the Mishneh says that Eimer cannot be born in Ayosh, and Eimer cannot be born in Chutzlot. The Tanya of the Braise says Eimer in Ayosh is Toshi. But Mechutzlot is possible. The case of Rabbi Yehuda is the biggest player. He says both things. Not only is it Kosham in Ayosh, it's even Kosham in Chutzlot. So, apparently, the Rambam understood Gemara as saying, when Gemara says, because of the Chodesh, the Chutzlar is the Raisi, the receiving, because Gemara says like this, Ad kam lo yitlige alo b'chodesh, alo b'eretz lo yitlige, the machleken between the Tanya of the Mishneh and the Tanya of the Braise is in regard to Yoshi, as to whether Yoshi is called for the Eimer or Yoshi is also for the Eimer. But as far as Chutzlar is, so both the Tanya of the Mishneh, the Tanya of the Braise agree that Chutz Loretz is possible for the Eimer, whereas Chutz Loretz is possible for the Eimer. So, Avu Beres Loi Plige, the Eimer Mishdi Alechem Eretz Eimer Chutz Loretz Loi. Even the Tanya of the Braise, who is making Gabi Yoshi, so he is not making Gabi Chutz Loretz, the man the Loi Kai Tanya, the Tanya Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yud Eimer, אוי מהבום מחוץ לאורץ, ומען מכאן כתובי על אורץ, שם נשחי ובאים מהכיבי שנכנסו לאורץ, וכוסוב החודש בחוץ לאורץ דרייסי, תכסיב משלסייכם, כמוקים שאתם יש לי משמע, וכיסובי וזמן ביהי, וכיבי דרייסי, עקרו בנם ומקריבים. Now, so, we cannot say that the פשט in the Rambam is, the פשט in the Rambam in Gemara is, that when Gemara says, וכיסובי וזמן ביהי, so that's only a little bit of Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda, not a little bit the Tanya of the Mishneh. So then the Rambam passed the Tanya of the Mishneh, the Rambam passed the Tanya of the Mishneh, and still he doesn't mention that the reason is why it was Chutz Loretz is possible in there is because of Chisaveo. He says because Reish is Sirche. So obviously, according to the Rambam too, Kisoveyus Mambiyin, that's a little Kumaon. Not only a little bit of Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda, it's a little bit of the Tanya of the Mishnah also. Because it all depends what's the Pshat in Chomish V'Seichem. If we say Chomish V'Seichem means Lachal.